pros and cons of using irrigation equipment to spread manure. We're visiting today with Becky Larson, Department of Biological Systems Engineering, University of Wisconsin-Madison Extension, and the College of Agricultural and Life Sciences, now celebrating 125 years, and I'm C.V. Kenyon. Becky, first of all, tell us how people use irrigation equipment to spread manure.
So around the state, people use irrigation equipment to spray manure from center pivot systems and traveling gun systems, particularly at times when conventional equipment, like tankers, can't go out into the field.
And what are some of the benefits of such a system?
Well, one of those benefits are that you can use the equipment when the field is wet. You can apply manure a little bit lower cost than other systems. You reduce road traffic from conventional spreading equipment where you have to haul the manure on the road. And we also see that you can get some water quality benefits by applying manure throughout the growing season.
What are some of the challenges to using irrigation equipment for manure?
Well, we have some difficulties to weigh. You know, we have a lot of pathogen transport. We're concerned with how far those pathogens move in the air. We're also concerned with odors, and we're also concerned with there may be some potential negative water quality issues and air quality issues that we're still trying to evaluate.
Perhaps you could tell us a little bit about some of the work you're doing with this issue.
Particularly with the research, we are measuring how far pathogens are traveling when we're spraying with center pivot systems and traveling gun systems. And then we also have a work group that's trying to evaluate, in terms of a variety of different impact factors, how manure irrigation might affect benefits and the drawbacks.
What are you finding so far with this research?
So far, we've seen that as distance increases, pathogens don't travel as far. So we see a reduction in the concentration as distance increases, indicating that there would probably be a safe distance at some point where you wouldn't be at as much risk.
And Becky, perhaps you can describe some best management practices that we should see being used.
Very simple ones are try to use wind speeds under 10 miles an hour when you're using these practices. Try to, when the wind is blowing in direction of where people may reside or be outside, that's probably not the technology you want to use and probably not that day. So there's some pretty simple management things we can do to limit some of the drawbacks of the practice. You can also spray during sunny days when the UV intensity may be high and will actually inactivate some of the pathogens.
We've been visiting with Becky Larson, Department of Biological Systems Engineering, University of Wisconsin-Madison Extension, and the College of Agricultural and Life Sciences, and I'm C.V. Kenyon.